Hi, my name's Kieran and I'm a participant at the Hub in Pittsworth. The Hub highlights everyone's unique abilities. No matter what capabilities all performed, written and produced by the Hub participants. This show is all about ability, not disability. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Hub Show on 87.6 FM. Welcome to the Hub Show on 87.6 FM. Welcome to the Hub Show on 87.6 FM.
Reef and Corks and Fader.
Hello, this is Richard Diamond speaking about what we had on Wednesday. We're talking to Alison about what was happening during that whole morning.
For the Hub. I don't know what was happening, but she's going to tell us about it.
Yes, Richard. Last Wednesday, we had a morning tea here at the Hub, and that was to celebrate what happened in 2025 at the Hub and to recognise our community sponsors and thank some of the community organisations that provided us with grants to open up our new social enterprise, Sondrio 167.
And Liz has agreed to say a little bit about the Hub as well.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Hub. I've only been here in about June of this year. I thought I'm not going to fit in. I proved myself wrong, and I'm very lucky that one of the other participants I went to school with. I enjoy doing cooking, craft, gardening, silversmithing. I'm looking forward to be working down in the shop. If it wasn't for my beautiful sister Maddie to get me here, I would not be here today. Man, I get on with everybody. I just can't stay away from the Hub. And once we're all finished, I would like to take you all out to show you our wonderful garden.
Hello friends and supporters of the Hub Pittsworth. I'm Thomas McNamara, a participant of the Hub Services. Today I would like to share with you my experiences and some positivity about being a participant here at the Hub. The Hub has given me purpose in my day-to-day life. Before I was struggling to get out of bed, I was diagnosed with depression. Now I look forward to coming down to a place and connecting with people whilst doing productive activities. Some of these activities I've enjoyed include cooking, music and radio and video production, and silversmith. These programs have helped me improve my social skills and have made me feel more comfortable about my abilities. The Hub has helped me improve my confidence in a safe and friendly environment. My interactions with others have been greatly improved and my social abilities have become better as I have a positive interaction with all people involved here at the Hub. My favourite activities are music and radio, where we get to write and produce music in segments for ourselves and they get shared with the wider communities. I also have participated in cooking, where we prepare in different meals for groups and are able to take them home for dinner. In silversmith, I produce some items in silver cast, including pendants, rings and cups. These skills has helped me feel more part of the community, as well as open up opportunities of employment in the future, none of which I would feel have been possible and had been achieved without the support the Hub did try. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Gary, and on my birthday at the Hub, it was going to be my last day. I thought, here we go, another NDIS business claimed to give us the world and never deliver. But how I was wrong. I started at the silversmith and thinking, I can't do this. My anxiety was through the roof. I was shaking like a leaf, like I am now. And when I went home from that day, I said, no way. I'm not going back to that Hub. Ryan and Alison had other ideas. They listened to my story about my netherwork and my silversmithing. And with that, Ryan presented me with a teaching job. All I could think was, hey, am I good enough? Am I really good enough to teach people? And they both said that they would help me. And with that, my journey begins at the Hub. I'll always be thankful for the Hub. But Stan enabled me to help me overcome my fears, so I started to fit in with the silversmithing. I realized I was not alone, but there was a lot of other people like me out there. And here I stand, proud of the jewelry we make, which you'll see at the shop. And Allison has also asked if I'd like a cleaning job. I said yes, I will. I would have that job. So with the help of the Hub, I started a small cleaning job. And this is still going as of today. Sewn up from my mind saying that you're unemployable, you can't do this. No one's gonna hire. But with the Hub, anything is possible. In the last few months, Annie's house has been working hard to open a shop for all of us for working. And things I've learned about the Annie's Hut house and the Hub is nobody stands in front of another person or behind. We all stand together. Yay!
One of our big things that we do here is music and creativity. And Thomas is an amazing singer and has agreed to serenade us with the song. Do you want the chair?
No, I've been up.
Yep.
2, 3.
When I wake up, well, you know I'm gonna be a man who wakes up where's to you. When I go out, yeah, you know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, yeah, you know I'm gonna be the man who pays my next you. If I hurt love, then you know I'm gonna be the man who's ever anxious. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would 500 all your feet and men. Walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Better flank it. Yes, you know I'm gonna be the man who's working off it. I would 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more to be the man. Walks to the clouds and miles to fall down at your door.
You know, do the silversmithy. Yeah. Already got it. So I already got it here.
Yes, you're
going
to tell your silversmithy.
And I'm going to make another one.
Yeah.
Make another one exactly the same, but balls on it.
Ah.
Round balls.
So yeah. And that'd be great. And that's another example how participants at the Hub can create items and sell them at the shop.
Like you said, you know, people who do that and everyone gets into it too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely. And things are selling. We're selling lots of Carrie's pearls so far.
Yeah.
We're selling lots of items by local artists.
And she's done here, like that's the green stuff.
Did Carrie make that for you as
well? Yeah, and this one too.
Oh, yeah, she can sell these things.
And I've got this other one, it's like a... It's where I do on my tattoo. I've got to actually put two keyrings or two like hands.
Yep.
But that's the way you do it, eh?
Ah, and that grant money, the grant money from New Auckland Coal, has helped us get marketing, so get a new logo,
see that,
right? And help us buy the things that we need for the shop. We've also got community support from Mort and Co, from Captain's Mountain Wind Farm, and from Cabell Creek Wind Farm as well. So we wouldn't be able to be operating without those sponsors.
There's a lot of stuff too, because, you know, he's talking about local shops.
Yeah.
Well, there's people here who go to local shops around the corner.
Absolutely.
And Woolworths is just down the road too.
Absolutely.
So.
Everything's here in Pittsburgh.
That's what I thought.
Including our social enterprise.
Yeah,
that's And
awesome.
You're going to be happy to talk to customers at the social enterprise?
Well, it's sort of like, you know, we've never seen customers before, but you see them anyway.
Well, you can learn new skills. You can learn how to, you're going to learn how to run the till. Are you going to work at the shop too, Miles?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to learn how to run the till? Take people's money and get them to pay on their card?
Yeah, give them a card.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you ever done that before, Richard? Which is why it's a great opportunity for our participants to learn new skills. Get a job.
Well, yeah, that's what I said about, eh? We're both doing the same thing anyway.
Absolutely.
Regardless, eh?
Yeah, and it could lead to paid employment, both at the shop and in the community as
well. Yeah, see that, eh?
Yeah, how cool
But that's
is that?
Not for, well, there's nothing around, eh? It's like Millmerran.
Yes.
Because I'm from Millmerran.
Upscale Millmerran.
Pittsburgh is different.
Yeah.
So, and you've got higher people here, so.
And it's been busy. People have been buying
and
things.
And they do
the
get around the corners, eh? They go shopping, so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Might as well come shop at Sandria 167. You say that, say, might as well shop at Sandria 167.
Hello, this is Richard Diamond speaking. We're talking to Andrew about how he does 2-minute noodles.
Yeah.
But how do you do 2 minute noodles?
Open the packet up. You put it in the plate, put boiling water over it, and leave it 2 minutes. Drain the water out, put the sachet in, then mix it up, 2 minute noodles.
So but you're going to wait for 2 minute noodles?
Yeah.
Or you're going to wait for 2 minutes before it does something?
Yeah.
Ah, that's unusual, eh? But what are you going to put it with it? Not mayonnaise, eh?
Sachet in it. Flavour sachet.
Flavours. What's the sachet thing?
Barbecue, chicken.
Ah.
You get chili ones.
It's not like a casserole, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds good.
Yeah. That's how you make 2 minute noodles.
Okay, we're talking to Shani about...
Shauna,
about casserole. But it's totally different to noodles, which Thomas had. I mean, not Thomas, Andrew had. So we're going to talk to you about casserole.
What would you like to know, Richard?
How do you put it in a bowl? Or a bin, or whatever.
In a pot?
Yeah.
Oh, you just put your beef, diced beef in, fry it up, put your onions and your garlic, and then add your vegetables, whatever vegetables you like, and make your sauce, which is tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, Worcestershire sauce, soy sauce, and a bit of gravy, and whip that up and put it in there and cook it. Then,
so how long do you have it cooked for?
About 2.5 hours, so your meat goes tender. And then serve it on a bed of rice.
Oh, okay. Never heard it before.
Yeah, it's yum, you've got to try it.
Using beef, eh?
Yeah,
diced beef. Without the fat?
Yeah, without the fat.
Yeah, because we're using that in cooking here at the Hub, and there's no fat on it.
Yeah.
And you can do it the same way, it's like a casserole, right?
Yeah, I cut all the fat off and then dice it all up.
It's good.
Really nice and healthy.
Yeah, really. Because we did cooking here and then it was like you said, a casserole, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a casserole.
Yeah, yeah.
Because but you had potatoes with it?
Potatoes, no, I had rice.
Rice, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cook rice. Mashed potatoes is good with it, but I really like rice. So, yeah, we just put on a bit of rice.
Sounds good. So, did you eat meat?
Did I eat?
Did you have any for me?
Oh, I forgot.
What?
Next time, Richard, when I make it, I'll bring you some.
Up next, we have Christina, who's a participant here at the Hub, and she's getting us into the Christmas mood with her rendition of Jingle Bells.
Woody on the roof, chasing possums there. He stole a Christmas ham and left me with a spare. Flip-flops in the pool, kangaroo in hats. Woody's riding broomsticks and scaring all the cats. Jingle bells, Woody's gone berserk. Step or stay the cockatoo, he's causing lots of hurt. Jingle bells, laugh until you drop. Woody's on the barbecue and stealing every chop. There's a stumbling traffic, reindeer sunburned red. Woody on the jet ski and soaring past my shed. Crickets on the ceiling, mosquitoes join the wire. Woody's got the garden hose with the neighbor cat. Jingle bells, Woody's gone berserk. Surf or snag, a cock the tooth, Woody loves a bird. Jingle bells, laugh until you drop. Woody on the barbecue and stealing every chop. Woody!
For more information about The Hub Show, hosts, music and guests, please go to our Facebook at The Hub. Program for Purpose, Pittsworth, for all details and inquiries. Thank you.